This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. The Defense Acquisition Council today cleared capital acquisition proposals worth over 1,10,000 crore rupees for the defense forces. The approval was granted during a meeting of the council held under the chairmanship of Defense Minister Rajnath Singh. The proposals include procurement of chemical, biological, radiological and nuclear recce vehicles, advanced light helicopters and Sarvatra bridge system for the Indian Army. For the Indian Navy, acceptance of necessity was accorded for the procurement of Arudhra radars, design and development and subsequent procurement of marine gas turbines. Meanwhile, for the Indian Air Force, approval was granted to various proposals to enhance the war-fighting capability of fighters, transports and helicopters. The Defence Ministry said that 98% of total procurements will be made from the Indian industry. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today presented the prestigious President's Police Colour to the Goa Police at a ceremony held at Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium in Talegaon in Goa. Mr. Shah also launched an AI-based voice assistant for the 1930 Cyber Fraud Helpline, supporting 12 languages to provide quick assistance to citizens and tourists. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Shah praised the Goa Police for its service, professionalism, courage and discipline. He said the force has played an important role in maintaining internal security, protecting the coastline and safeguarding Goa's tourism and economy.
With 8 decades of glorious service, the Goa Police now proudly joins the distinguished ranks of police forces across the country that have been honored with the President's color. This prestigious recognition is a testament to the Goa Police's glorious history, professional excellence, courage, discipline, and unwavering dedication to duty. It is in recognition of these exemplary qualities and its outstanding service to the nation that the Honorable President has conferred the President's Colour upon the Goa Police.
Earlier in the day, Home Minister Amit Shah chaired the 28th meeting of the Western Zonal Council in Panaji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Gujarat and Maharashtra tomorrow. In Vadodara, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stones, inaugurate and dedicate to the nation various development projects worth more than 35,000 crore rupees. The Election Commission today announced by-poll to Nagaon Lok Sabha seat in Assam. It has also announced assembly by-polls for 2 seats each in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal and 1 seat in Puducherry. The Commission said Madurandagam and Dharmapuram seats in Tamil Nadu, Rajinagar and Nandigram seats in West Bengal and Tattanjavadi assembly seat in Puducherry will go to polls. Notification for the Lok Sabha and assembly by-poll will be issued on Wednesday. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the alleged owner of the building that collapsed yesterday in Satyaniketan has been arrested. In a social media post, the Chief Minister said 5 MCD officials, including the Deputy Commissioner, Superintendent Engineer, Executive Engineer, Assistant Engineer and Junior Engineer have also been suspended with immediate effect. She said buildings with a 5th floor across Delhi have been ordered to be sealed immediately. The death toll in the Satyaniketan building collapse in New Delhi has reached 7. The search and rescue operation has completed at the site. The Delhi High Court has directed the Municipal Corporation of Delhi MCD to conduct an inquiry at the highest executive level into the collapse of a building at Satyaniketan in National Capital and examine whether the structure had been constructed and operated with valid permissions. Taking serious note of the incident, the court also directed the MCD to conduct a comprehensive audit of all paying guest accommodations and hostels under its jurisdiction within 1 week. Reigning world champion Sheetal Devi has confirmed a medal for India by storming into the women's compound individual final on the 3rd day of the Stage 3 of World Archery Para Series in Ahmedabad today. In an all-Indian semi-final, the armless archer from Jammu defeated Sarita 145-143 to book her place in the gold medal clash. And that is the end of this news bulletin.